Hey, it's Marina, travel experta. And today, focusing on living in Guatemala, we're going to be talking about shopping, food, and necessities. Are you guys ready for an adventure? Let's begin. Food shopping, that is a huge question for everybody, right? So interestingly enough, food and shopping in general, Guatemala is not that cheap, right? We have the Walmart, we have PriceSmart, we have, you know, more local types of supermarkets. Some of the bigger ones is País, which is a cheaper or smaller version of Walmart. It's the same owners. La Despensa, which is definitely, it's more of like the basic necessities, right? It's much cheaper than some stores, but they are very limited. And La Torre. La Torre is a huge chain, and it's definitely got a lot of really good stuff, and they have a lot of great deals. But if you really want to go local and pay like the local prices, the central markets are the best deals by far. So what do the central markets offer? Everywhere you're going to be living will have a central market. We live in Antigua. We have our central market. And again, like I said, everywhere you will look to live in Guatemala City, obviously, because it's so big, has those different zones and even little neighborhoods, and they all have central markets. If you live at Lake Atitlan, again, little villages, they all have like these little central markets or outdoor markets and fruit and veggie markets everywhere. Once you decide where you're going to live, you will find your local market, but they are the best. Several reasons. First of all, you will get the local prices, okay? Secondly, you're actually directly contributing to the local people. And that's a big deal, right? Because you're definitely going to be going to the supermarkets. I mean, that's inevitable because first of all, it's easier. You're going to be finding a lot of things that you can't find at the local markets. Although you'll be surprised, the local markets do have quite a lot of great things. So here is the breakdown. But again, it's really amazing to me. Like the supermarkets here, they're not that much cheaper. They're not that much cheaper than what you're used to. Like when I go to the States is definitely excessively expensive. But I have to say that a lot of the times the prices are comparable to the States, which is not a great thing, right? You think you're living in Guatemala. How do people afford this with the local salaries? PriceSmart requires, it's similar to Costco. It's similar to BJ's and like these big, you know, food places, you do have to pay a membership. So the main reason why a lot of people go to these types of stores is you could buy in bulk. Some things you just need to buy in bulk, right? But today, I have to be honest with you, Walmart offers pretty much all that. Very similar. There's very few differences in PriceSmart and what Walmart has to offer. And I have to say, at this point, we don't even really go to PriceSmart. We used to go to PriceSmart a lot, but Walmart is starting to get a lot and you don't need the membership and their prices are very comparable. Walmart in Guatemala is not like Walmart in the States. It's not as cheap. And we just came back from Spain and I have to say the prices in Spain for the supermarkets were much better than Guatemala, but that's how it is. So you just deal with it, you adjust to it, but then you have the beautiful local markets. So the local markets, the way they work is they have market days. So I'm going to be talking mainly with Antigua because I know these are the days here. However, once you find your local market, just ask when are the market days. So the markets are opened every day, but then on market days, and in Antigua they are Monday, Thursday, and Saturday. And all that means is that they are when all the food from all over the country, not only food, but different vendors come. So you have a humongous array of whatever you want to choose. And it's usually a little bit cheaper, but it's total chaos. So be prepared. A lot of people love that chaos. I prefer to go on Sundays because everything I need, fruits, veggies, whatever is there and it's not market day and there's pretty much no people. And I think that the prices are similar, but there is a lot less options, but for me, it's enough. So again, you need to decide that once you find your local market. So this is where you will find pretty much everything you need as far as fresh fruit, fresh veggies, spices, and whatnot. Plus, on top of that, you have your local market and they do have a lot of clothes, all this other stuff that you could find, and they're usually open all the time. So you cannot use your credit card though. It is always local currency. And that is, you know, some people like to use credit cards, and that would be when you go to the supermarkets and all those other places. So this is the way it works for Guatemala. And this is where the locals shop, because the locals, I honestly cannot imagine them really affording the supermarket prices, right? Except for like La Despensa that I mentioned. Okay. So for food shopping, I would really recommend going to your local market first. And then whatever else you need, you will go to the supermarkets and you will get amazing prices. If you have any other questions for any more ideas, please let me know. You could always go to my site, travelexperta.com, travelexpertwithana.com. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave me a review and share it with your friends. And remember to always make every day an adventure.